Starting to get cold in here. Mr. Chapman? Mr. Chapman? Oh, where has that boy run off to now? Mr. Chapman? Mr. Fraser Chapman, come here now.
Dr. Todd.
There you are. I've been calling you for quite some time now. It's starting to get cold in here and...
It's terrible, Dr. Todd. The SCG has been badly damaged.
What? What do you mean the SCG is damaged?
It's broken down completely. We've got no power.
So what you're proposing is that we should share our power with you.
Look, Conrad, our SCG is damaged, and I have a colony of over 3,000 people to keep alive. If you can't share your power supply with us, then all those people will freeze to death as the winter comes, and it'll come soon. Do you really want that to happen? Even you can't be that cruel, can you?
Firstly, Dr. Todd, the correct way to address me is Master Wizard. Secondly, I believe you and your scientists brought this upon yourselves. You insist on following a scientific path and refuse to even allow any of your people to embrace the power of magic. If you had let us spread our teachings in your city, this would have probably never would have happened. So, if you die this winter, it'll be your own fault. Not ours.
Damn you, Conrad. You know the teachings are just stories. Fairy tales, left over by the ancients. Your magic is nothing but superstitious nonsense.
You forget that we possess the magic, and we can use it against you. If we wish.
Is that a threat?
It's a warning. Now, I have some important preparation to... prepare. So, I'm afraid I'll have to end this meeting now. I trust you know the way out. Now, where was I? Who's there? Come out here, Rita. I know you're in there. It's not becoming of a master wizard's daughter to be eavesdropping on his private conversations.
I didn't hear anything, Father. Promise.
Really? Nothing at all?
Why? Who were you talking to?
Nobody important, my child. What do you want anyway?
I just came to tell you that the preparation for tonight's feast has begun. Oh, and I've cleaned your ceremonial robes. They're in your room.
Thank you, Rita. Now, I must ask you to leave. I have some preparations of my own to do.
Yes, Father.
Am I supposed to get done in time if people keep interrupting me?
I've got to go and warn
Rita.
Oh, Miss Wormsley, I didn't see you there.
How many times have I asked you to call me Kendra?
Oh, sorry, Miss Wormsley. Oh, I mean Kendra.
It's all right. Do you have some time over? I need some help with these decorations and I can't find Molly anywhere. Would you mind giving me a hand?
Not at all, no. Yeah, of course I'll help.
Thank you. Come with me then.
Yeah, sure.
I'm so glad you agreed to help. There's a lot that has to be prepared for tonight's feast.
I know.
By the way, I've been meaning to give you something.
Oh?
One moment. I've got it in my bag. Here you go.
Kendra? This necklace.
Your mother used to wear it.
I know. I've seen photos.
I borrowed it from her shortly before she disappeared. I thought it was time to give it back.
Thanks.
Poor Cicely. They never found her body, just part of her clothing in the tunnels.
I know. I've heard it all before.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rita. I suppose it must be hard for you to talk about.
Not really. I hardly even remember my mother. I was only a baby back then, after all.
True, but still.
It should be harder for you, seeing as you were pretty close to her.
Yes, Cicely was such a kind woman. Your father took her disappearance quite badly. He hasn't been the same since. I think he really loved her, even though he wasn't always that good at showing it, and you look so much like her, save the hair colour.
So I've been told. But maybe we should get on with these decorations now.
Yes, you're right. Hold this for me, please.
Sure.
Cicely was always so helpful too. Even though she was the Master Wizard's wife, she never looked down on the rest of us. She always showed us respect. Just like you do, my dear.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Molly, where have you been?
I'm sorry, Kendra, really. I was meditating and lost track of time.
Yeah, meditation tends to have that kind of effect on people.
Oh, hi, Rita. I didn't notice you were here. Don't tell me Kendra asked you to do my work. You really shouldn't. Your father says it's not becoming of Master Wizard's daughter.
To help with the castle staff duties. Yeah, I know. But I don't mind, really. Kendra did so much for me when I was younger, so I don't mind giving her a hand every now and again.
Even so, my dear. I only asked for your help because I couldn't find Molly. So now that she's here...
You don't need me anymore.
Well, I don't want to sound ungrateful.
No, not at all. I understand. I'll be on my way and allow you two to get on with your work.
Thank you for offering to help anyway. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you later, Rita.
See ya. Finally.
All right, everyone. We're having a meeting right now and you're all attending. Yes, you too, Mr. Chapman.
What's the matter, Dr. Todd? You seem upset.
The matter, Dr. Jenkins, is that the winter is coming soon and we have absolutely no power to warm ourselves.
So Mr. Scott refused your request?
Indeed he did, that heartless wretch.
Calm down, Dr. Todd.
Calm down? We're all going to freeze to death thanks to that bloody man, and you're asking me to calm down?
Well, shouting at us won't help.
You're right. I'm sorry. I need a drink. Will you get me one, Mr. Chapman?
Here you go, Dr. Todd.
Thank you. Oh, that's much better.
But if we don't have any power, what should we do?
I don't know. I need to think alone. Now leave me.
Dr. Todd, what about my...
You too, Mr. Chapman.
Yes, Dr. Todd.
We really are in trouble now, aren't we?
You can say that again. And just where do you think you're going, Dr. Wheeler?
I'm going out for a walk. It's not a crime, is it?
No, but don't go near the tunnels again. I've seen you there before. It's dangerous and you know it.
Don't worry about me, Alma. I don't have any plans to die any time in the near future. I will see you later.
It's Dr. Monday to you.
Do you really think he's stupid enough to go into the tunnels?
I don't know, Vern. I really don't know.
Nothing to be afraid of, dear. It's just a dog, and dogs are no match for me.
Bet even a wolf would be in that master wizard's daughter, Rita.
Phil! Where did you come from?
You're the one that's taught me to move with stealth, remember?
You're a fast learner.
Try my best.
Really? I didn't see you coming at all.
Really? Anyway, what are you doing here, Rita Scott? If it's about your father refusing to help us, I already know.
Oh.
Dr. Todd held a meeting as soon as she came back to our beta. She thought it would be different this time. The threat of death would make him show some compassion or pity at the least. But no, he's still a stubborn old man who thinks he's a bloody wizard. Some engineers found a new tunnel behind a rock wall. The dogs were too close, so they had to fall back.
Don't tell me you think it might lead to Gamma. You know that can't be the case.
Why not?
It's just a legend, Phil. There's no proof it even exists.
I think it's somewhat odd for a witch to be so easily convinced that there's no truth behind a legend.
And I think it's odd for a scientist to cling to a legend with no basis in reality.
All legends have some basis in reality, Rita. I just think it's worth following up. You know, now that we've found the tunnel and all, I'm going to recommend to Dr. Todd that we should send out a party to check it out.
All right, do what you like. You will tell me what she said, won't you?
Ha! You knew you were interested in it as well.
I just want to know if you and the other people at Aunt Rita will make it through the winter alive. I do care, you know. Besides, if there are dogs there, they need someone who knows how to handle them.
You mean someone like you?
For example.
All right. I'll let you know as soon as I've got a decision from Dr. Todd. Now, I think it's time we got back to our girlfriend.
Yeah. See you later, Phil.
See you. And watch out for the dogs. You know, even if you know how to handle them, they can get very, very aggressive sometimes.
I know. Don't worry about me, Phil. Don't worry about me.
That damn wizard. Just because he doesn't agree with our ways, that doesn't give him the right to... Who is it?
It's me, Dr. Wheeler. I have a suggestion that might interest you.
All right, come in then. Well then, Dr. Wheeler, what's this suggestion of yours?
The engineers found a new tunnel behind a rockfall.
So I've heard.
So I was wondering if I could bring some people with me to investigate it further. I thought there might be a slight chance that it leads to Gamma. And before you say anything, look, I know Gamma said to be nothing but a legend. But if the tunnel does lead there, we might just find another SCG. It's our only chance of survival. Now that the Master Wizard of Arc Alpha has refused to help us.
I suppose you have a point. All right, Dr. Wheeler. I'll call for some people to join you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Todd. You won't regret it.
I hope not. Dr. Jenkins, bring Dr. Mundy with you and come to my lab. You know you're in a really bad situation when you have to hope for a miracle to save you. Come in.
You called, Dr. Todd.
Yes, I want you to accompany Dr. Wheeler here to the newfound tunnel to investigate. Dr. Wheeler believes it might lead to Gamma.
But...
if that is the case, then there might be an SCG there. We need one if we're going to survive the cold, so I want you to check it out. Is that understood?
Yes, Dr. Todd.
Good. Dr. Wheeler will lead the investigation. Now, off you go.
Yes, Dr. Todd.
Thank you, Dr. Todd.
Really, Dr. Wheeler, Gamma? Have you gone mad?
Look, I know it sounds ridiculous.
Sure does.
But it's all we've got.
All right, then. What's the plan?
The plan, Dr. Mundy? It's a bit too complicated to go through while we're walking.
Then why don't we go to the pub? There, we could sit down and go through the plan. Besides, I'd like a drink.
We're supposed to be working, Dr. Jenkins. And if you don't watch out with the alcohol, you might end up like Dr. Todd.
Hey, watch it. You shouldn't speak ill of your superiors. Well, not if you want to keep your job.
But she looks like a wreck.
You would too in her situation. Can you imagine what it would be like to lead a society that is about to die out?
Hopefully, we'll be able to prevent that from happening.
You really believe we'll find Gamma?
I believe that there is a slight hope. And I'm gonna cling to it until it's gone.
Then are we going to the pub or not?
We are.
Great.
But not to drink.
Damn.
Hello. This doesn't look like... hang on, where's that brochure? Come to think of it, I think I might need a hat as well. Ah, that's better. Now, where are we? Oh!
You're in Arc Alpha's prison.
Oh? And why is that? And why? Why am I restrained?
Don't play stupid with me. You know exactly why you're here. I saw you sneaking around in our main square.
Ah, well. Okay, but I think you're mistaken me for someone else. I think I'm here by accident, you see. My ship brought me here by mistake, and... just be so good as to untie my hands, I think I'll just be on my way.
I don't know if you quite understand the situation you're in. I'm Riley Pound, a wizard endowed with great power. Lying to me is not wise.
Well, I can assure you, Mr. Pound, that I do not lie easily. I really don't know what you want from me, and I'm sure I couldn't tell you what you needed to know. Now, can you untie me, please? These binds are really hurting my wrists. They really can't be good for the circulation.
Look here, you. You see this ring? If I use this, your wrists won't be the only things hurting. And I will use it if you don't tell me who sent you and why.
Ah, that's a nice looking ring. Look, I really don't know what you want from me, but I'm sure this could be settled more amicably over, say, a cup of tea? You look like a man of great stature, obviously. What do you say?
That's it! My patience is up! Don't say I didn't warn you!
Who is it now? I'm busy. All right, come in.
I'm sorry to disturb you, sir, but I found this man sneaking around in the main square.
Sneaking around, you say? Care to explain how he came to be in this condition?
He refused to answer my questions, so I thought I should show him what a mistake that was. I did warn him first, but he wouldn't listen.
He didn't say anything. At all.
He claimed I had made a mistake, that he didn't know what I was talking about when I asked him about the scientists. But I know when a man is lying, and this one had plenty of lies to tell.
I see. It's clear that he's an enemy of our people. Probably a scientist spy. Or else he wouldn't have anything to hide from us.
My thoughts exactly. So what should I do with him, sir?
Throw him into the tunnels as a sacrifice to the underspirits. They've been rather aggressive lately. Probably the scientists' fault. A sacrifice might just please them and still their hunger for flesh.
Yes, sir. I'll go immediately.
What's going on? Is that a body Mr. Pound is carrying? What's he going to do with that, I wonder?
I hope the underspirits like the taste of you, but they're very hungry.
The underspirits? He's going to sacrifice that man. What has he done to deserve that? Maybe I should see for myself.
We're going to have a great feast tonight, you know. Too bad you will be too dead to attend.
Now, I'll just leave you here and leave you to the underspirits to feed on.
Rita? What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm taking a walk. It's such nice weather.
Right outside the service tunnels? This is not the safest place to be, you know.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm quite capable of defending myself, would I need to.
Your father has taught you well, has he?
Oh, yes. I'm pretty good, actually.
If you say so.
Bye-bye, Mr. Pound. Now, I wonder what became of that man. Hello? Anybody here?
Hello? Where am I now? Well, it's either very dark or I've got the light. Time to run. Well, if you're going to